welcome. Jason and Alexis in the morning, hour three, live on my Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything Sears Husky division. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly and you. It's Thursday, April 4th, 2024. Coming up, whether we want to or not, second chance romance. Then the full-size dirt alert. Yeah, Lex, it's here whether we want to do it or not.
It is Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah. Right?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Finding love.
Nope. Then we'll do a little TV talk. The Stones and Brian Jones, Palm Royale.
Oh, right.
I'll tell you what, Jill Zarin is getting trashed right now on Below Deck. Oof. Ooh. So we'll do some TV talk. All coming up. But, Lex, are you ready?
Yeah, let's pull the Band-Aid off. Let's find some love or something.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Cinemax at midnight. Here's your host, Costas Mandalore. I'm just joking. Anyway, your second chance romance. Holly, who are we starting with?
We're starting this morning with Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. Thank you for your help.
Of course. Well, that's what we're here for.
Wait to thank us until the end. How about that, buddy?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, deal? Yeah.
Deal.
You went out with Jess, right, buddy?
Yeah. Jess and I, we met online. Okay. Yeah, we'll swipe right. I hate online dating usually, but yeah, I know it's like, it's the way to meet people these days. And I work from home. So, and that's one thing that we have in common. So I wanted to take her out to dinner, but she just wanted to meet up at Caribou Coffee for a quick meet. So,
okay.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, makes sense.
How was that?
It was good. I mean, so I got there first, and I waited first. I could buy our coffees together, and they'd be hot, you know. And when she got there, I was stoked. I mean, she's beautiful, and she's really interesting, and she was it seemed she was very interesting getting to know me, and we had a really nice meetup. It was a good conversation. It was, I really like her.
All right, okay. So that sounds like a pretty successful date, right?
Yeah.
So then what happened, Mark, at the end of the date?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we talked for like, I don't know, maybe for 45 minutes. And then she said she had to go. So I walked her to her car and I said, I had a great time and I would love to see her again. And she said that would be great. And she gave me a hug. And now, I'm all kinds of confused because she hasn't messaged me back, which is why I'm, talking to you guys. Obviously, but I've texted her and I've sent her a couple messages through the dating app and on Instagram. But I don't want to seem like a pest.
Yeah.
And my sister told me about this segment you do, and I thought it might be fun. So.
Yeah. Follow up question on the hug, Mark. What was the amount of air between you and Jess in the hug? You know, was it a full press hug? Was it an air hug? Was there a reassuring pat? I mean, how do you feel that was?
I thought you might ask that question. It's not like she left room for Jesus. You know, it's like,
yeah, no middle school dancing happening, Mark, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, Mark, we do want to help you. You seem like a nice guy. Yeah. And so we're going to do what we can to help. At the very least, we're going to get an answer. So here's what we're going to do. Holly's going to put you on hold now. You will be able to hear everything. Jess is on the other line. She has heard nothing. She just thinks that she's doing kind of a generic dating segment. And she was nominated by a family member. So she doesn't know this is about you. Uh-oh. So hold on just a second, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yes, he's like a nice guy.
Seems like a nice guy. I don't know, though.
It could happen at a coffee date.
My Spidey sense is tingling and not in a good way.
Do you smell like fish? I don't know. I just like to...
Trout, orange.
Can you smell it?
Yeah.
Sea bass, salmon. Uh-huh.
Did he have tilapia. Armpit hair tufts coming out of his t-shirt or something?
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Oh. I had a track coach once coming out the back of his neck. Just staring at it while we were running.
What? Okay.
We'll come back to that. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Rose Nyland. Thank you. Would you like some cheese? Would you like some cheesecake, Rose?
Sorry, that was a...
Ooh. Oh, wow. That was a
that
moment.
That was a flashback, friends.
Wow, Lex.
Wow.
We'll let you... Lex, let...
The tuft of hair.
Okay. Let's move on.
Yes, please. Well, let's get Jess on the line.
Okay,
God,
quickly.
I love you. I love you. I love you. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Jess, welcome to our show. We're not going to take a lot of your time. I mean, come on. It's early in the morning. You're probably going off to do your day. So we appreciate you. This is our dating segment called Second Chance Romance, where people get nominated and we try to reunite people. That's kind of where you come in. And that's where we kind of fibbed. I won't call it a lie because this is fun. Jess, do you remember going out with a guy named Mark?
Mark?
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm sorry. I go on so many mini dates. I don't remember a Mark.
You met him online.
You went to Caribou.
Yeah, got coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that doesn't narrow down. I don't remember a Mark, no.
Okay. Well, this has never happened in the 87-year history of this ridiculous thing we do. Well, Mark wanted to reunite with you. So that's where that's why we said you were we lied to you. But we did it because dude emailed us about you. And he wanted, there was nothing after the, he said there was nothing after the Caribou meetup.
Yeah, and he didn't message him back. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my God.
So surprise number two, he's on the other line.
And he's heard all this, yeah.
Let's just put him up.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
Believe me, we do this every week and we don't know what to say. Mark, you're back now. You heard everything Jess said. Mark, say hi to Jess and talk or whatever.
Hi, Jess. To jog your memory, we went to Caribou in Woodbury off Radio Drive. And, you know, it's been about a month.
Oh my God. Hi, Mark.
Oh, hi.
Oh, Jess.
Oh.
It was that memorable, huh?
I mean, I'll be honest. I'm so sorry. But I was telling these guys that I go out on so many coffee dates. Like, it's easy, you know, just to mainly do like a chemistry check. And, you know, I think from memory with you, it just felt more friend vibes. I remember, if I'm remembering correctly, you know, you were really nice and I'm glad we were able to meet, but I just wasn't into you like that.
My husband calls it actively single, Jess. You're actively single. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm. I mean, I'm honest about it.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. That's true.
Mm-hmm. I guess... I just ouch. You know? I guess I misread you, and I'm sorry to have brought you on the radio like this.
I mean, this is weird, so I really need to go, wish you the best of luck with everything.
Mark, hold on a minute. Jess, we'll let you go. Thank you. We didn't mean to bother you.
Thank you. And
thank you. Mark, buddy, I do want to explain to you, I was laughing at Jess, not at you, just the way that Jess, 2 seconds before you were on, you heard her. She was like, no, I don't remember anyone. And then you said your name and she's like, oh, I remember you now. I'm like, wow, good acting there, Jess. So I didn't want you to think I was laughing at you, buddy. I was laughing at her. Her being like, oh, yeah, now I re... Whatever. Anyway.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it was humbling and a little embarrassed.
No, buddy. No, that's nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
She just goes out with a lot of people. This has nothing to do with you.
Nope.
No. And if Caribou is her date place of choice, I mean, you know. No, you'll find that. Well, I'm trying
to... Yeah, no, you're absolutely Mark. Right. Yes. Really, thank you for doing this with us. And mm-hmm. I mean...
You'll find there's somebody, Mark.
You know, you can move on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, again.
I'm not going to accept coffee for an answer, you know?
Exactly. Hey,
that's right.
That's it, Mark.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you. You have a good weekend, okay?
Hey, thanks, guys. You too.
Bye, thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Oh, poor dude.
Oh.
Okay.
Now, back to that neck hair.
That is the worst. To be forgettable.
Well, I don't
or
think
maybe
it's
she just...
I don't think it's forgettable. I think just, she just legit goes out with... Girl, why do you think I brought up Colin? Before Colin and I had a date, that boy was on apps. He was going out like every night.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well, look, he wanted a free dinner too, but he was going out every night.
Hey, Colin.
Nothing wrong with that.
I raise my glass to you. I hope you got some good ones.
Yeah.
Some sushi.
Three course meals.
Yeah.
Or but five.
No.
Oh. Wow.
Hey, what about that gym teacher with the neck hair, Alexis?
Yeah, what about that?
Okay, so all right, so
oh my God, Lex.
Yeah, I was on the track team, and you know, we'd go running together, and we'd follow the leader, and our coach would be in front, and I vividly remember now, I would always try to be in the back of the line, and there's good reason, because he would wear like a white t-shirt, and he had so much back hair that it would tuft out the back of his collar, and it looked like a full like wig thing going on.
Oh, like he had a neck merkin?
Like a neck merkin. Right. That's what I was thinking, but I'm so glad you said it, Holly.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And, you know, it just was, you know, I just stare at it as I'm running. I mean, I guess it kind of helped me, like, motivate, like, just to keep going. You know what I mean? Like,
what, try follow to catch the neck
up,
hair?
Try to catch up to the back hair. Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
And then we would all try to avoid him because he was real stinky, too.
Oh, no. Oh.
But he was a great coach.
Wow, wait to end it on the positive.
I mean,
Lex.
In the end, you know, back hair and all, like, he was a really,
yeah.
It's just when you said the tufts of hair coming out of the armpit.
Yes.
It just, I was like, wow, I haven't thought about that in, you know, like 100 years.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Well, on that narrow note, we're going to take a break. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Poor Mark.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Here we are. We're back. Dirt Alert time with Holly Roberts. Take it away, Holly.
Woo! We got another classic rock act selling their catalog for a lot of money. And this time, it's Kiss. They're selling not only their catalog, but their name and their likeness, everything.
Wow.
It's a Kiss bonanza, and they're selling it for $300 million.
Wow.
Yeah. So they sold it to a place called Pop House Entertainment, and they're the investment firm behind ABBA's Voyage Hologram show that was playing in London for quite some time. Now, we don't know the terms of the deal, but I suppose we could look forward to a Kiss hologram show sometime in the near future.
Yeah. Wow.
Guys, that doesn't seem high to me.
No, it
that
doesn't.
That actually seems very low, considering they're going to have to split it between the band.
Right.
That's a shocking price to me.
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah, well, and also that it includes, like, everything Kiss,
yeah.
You know. And Kiss, one of the big pioneers of pop music merchandising. So you get all of that for the low, low price of $300 million.
I don't know if that's a good deal. I mean, who am I? But I'm just saying, that amount surprises me, especially, look, it's a lot of money.
Yeah. But,
I don't know.
Huh.
Maybe I'm overestimating the power of Kiss.
Well, I suppose that might be the case too, in as much, and I say that because Kiss is very attached to a specific moment in time in pop culture.
And fashion and makeup. And
yeah, and all of that.
True. Rock and roll all night.
And party every day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. You know, they had some ballads and, you know. But then again, like, how many Kiss songs can you actually name?
That's it for me.
That's it. I can do.
Yeah. Beth. Detroit Rock City. That's about it. But they've sold more than 100 million records worldwide. So to your point, Jason, you would think if you sold that many records, but you know what? It's fine.
Let's remember when I sat next to Gene Simmons at the Starkey event.
What? Oh, right. That happened.
How did that go?
I was at the lead table one year, and it was Gene Simmons, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair.
What? No.
And me.
What?
Jay Leno, Jennifer Garner, and I'm watching the former prime minister and Gene Simmons talk, and I thought I was in the freaking Twilight Zone. Yeah.
Well, so how does a conversation like that unfold? You know, you don't have to give details, but that's a fascinating mix of human beings.
They were deep in conversation for a while, and I did ask Gene to stick out his tongue because I just didn't care. I thought, I'm never going to see this man again.
Yeah.
So I let him.
Did he oblige?
He did.
Oh.
Yeah. It was just the two. Everyone had left the table except us and a couple dates. Colin went to the bathroom. Gene had finished his catered chicken. And I was like, and he like tapped my back. He's like, what's going on, buddy? He was like, very nice.
Oh,
I go,
yeah.
Nothing. I go, nothing, Gene. How about you? I literally did that. I go, nothing, Gene. How about you? He goes, I am having the best time. I go, Gene, stick out your tongue. And I start laughing. And he did it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, he's
the end.
Yeah, he's a showbiz professional.
He's a showbiz
professional. He gets it.
Mm-hmm.
He gets it. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be in the Kiss Army for 50 years, you get it.
You get it.
The Pooniverse is expanding.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
The Pooniverse.
Holly, we're going to upset that guy. We're talking dirty again.
Hey.
Is it dirty?
No, this
I'm kidding.
Is Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Oh,
remember all of that?
That Pooh.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I thought,
Winnie the Pooh.
Get it,
never mind.
Okay.
Yep,
never
I get
mind,
it now.
No, you can get the
bear.
You can get the other Pooniverse in poster form at Spencer's. At your local Spencer's Gift. No, so now we're getting a trailer, a teaser trailer for a movie called Bambi the Reckoning.
Oh.
Bambi the Reckoning. And in this teaser trailer, there's two hunters out in the woods and they're doing target practice on what seems to be a bird. And then Bambi comes forth and wrecks his vehicle. I'm telling you, Bambi's coming for
you. It's a revenge of Bambi.
It is a revenge of Bambi.
I'm for this, actually. I want to see this.
I guess I didn't realize Winnie the Pooh liked Donald. Holly's favorite. Pooh doesn't have pants on either, Lex. When he said that, I'm like, they're both pantless. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, free and easy and breezy.
Looking for honey.
Yeah, that's right.
Sweet honey.
And now, Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey 2 dropped on March 26th, so just a couple of weeks ago. And this is all part of an Avengers-style universe, which will crescendo with Pooniverse Monsters Assemble. And the film series will also include such titles as Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare and Pinocchio Unstrung. This is all part of the Twisted Childhood Universe concept. Oh. You know, all these characters are now public domain.
I hope they do Wendy's Revenge.
Oh, yeah.
She waited for that man boy for so long.
It was rude.
Gosh.
Right?
It's getting almost pathetic.
Yeah, exactly. When are you coming back, Peter Pan? Or maybe Wendy hooks up with Captain Hook.
Oh, I like that. Yes, Wendy, get it.
I would never hook up with Captain Hook.
I bet he really stinks.
Yeah.
I just don't think he'd be a generous lover.
No.
Yeah, kind of greedy.
Very selfish.
He doesn't go to the dry cleaners often.
No.
Yeah.
More stories like this.
That might hurt.
Although, Smee.
I knew you were going to go there, Lex. We'll be back with TV Talk right after this. Hey, everybody. It's Jace for MSP. I'll be there a little bit later today. And get there early. Hashtag, you know what I'm saying. Get there early for so many reasons. Get there early to avoid stress. Get there early to take advantage of everything that MSP has to offer. You know, I spent a lot of time with the team a couple weeks ago, and I am so proud of our airport. They carefully curate the vendors, the restaurants in there to be a great mix of local brands showcasing local and national brands. Yes, you're going to find your Dunkin' Donuts. Yes, you're going to find your Starbucks. But you're also going to have great local places as well, like Justin Sutherland's Northern Soul in the main concourse, Tina's T-Rex Cookies, and Concourse C. And of course, my favorite, Red Cow, right there at MSP. So get there early, shop, eat, and take advantage of our fabulous airport. From ticketing to takeoff, it's the best.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
You want to be in great company, come on along to the place where you belong. Come on, with BBC, we're reaching out, it's you and me.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
What's on the boob tube?
Boob tube!
You watched television last night?
I like to watch TV.
Saddle up, it's the boob tube bonanza.
I'd like to get paid to sit on my and watch TV.
With Jason and Alexis.
We've got a bonanza for you.
A boob tube bonanza! We get paid to watch TV. The end. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Okay, a little bit of TV news and then a couple of reviews. The Stones and Brian Jones. I watched the new Palm Royal. But just a little TV news. Girl, Lex, our friend Jill Zarin's in the news. I love her, but I am going to have to call her out.
Yeah.
Balls and strikes. She was a guest, not the main guest, but she was the guest of a guest on an episode of Below Deck. She was on the yacht, blah, blah, blah. And she was just ridiculous. She was bossy. She was demanding to the staff, the crew. I do not like that. She asked for special ice for her Diet Coke, just making outlandish, obnoxious, very entitled, eye roll inducing demands to the crew of that ship. Now, having said that, Jill knows what she's doing. She knows that this is a show. She knows that this is Bravo, and she knows how to make dramatic television. So I don't know if she was ramping this up for the show, But regardless, people are ripping her online.
What a terrible deal to make. You know, like, I'm going to be rude, and so I'm going to get more screen time.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess any attention for her works, which is sad. Is she hoping for her own show? Or
I don't know.
She won't be invited back to Below Deck.
No. And it makes me sad because I really do like Jill.
Maybe she wants to be on the Traitors.
Oh, I would love. Okay. Okay.
Maybe that's what she's doing.
Alexis, can I just, what you just put out in the universe with your Cracker Barrel blouse is.
I'm wearing it tomorrow, okay?
See, I'm not going to be here, so you got to take a picture
right.
of it for me.
Okay, next week I'll wear it.
Anyway, what you just put out there, Lex, you have said a lot of smart things in the 400 years we've been together. But that, oh my God, if she is on the new season of The Traitors, I will be so, that will be so good.
No, that kind of behavior would be great for them.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to think. Huh. If I can spin this off, because I'm done talking about
Jill. Who else do you want to see on the Traitors?
Thank you. I'm trying to think who would be a great cast member of Traitors.
Are we just sticking with Real Housewives? Or are we
no, anybody? Reality in general.
Okay, I didn't
Puck
know if you
from the Real World, Season 3, San Francisco.
Holly.
That would be
stop
amazing.
Stop that right now, Holly.
But would he be interested? What's he up to? Wow.
Not much, probably.
What is Puck doing?
Sticking his finger in the peanut butter.
Yeah, remember that?
They should dig into MTV past.
Oh,
pull out some of those great nuggets, man. There are some great
Ruthie?
Characters. Oh!
She would be great.
My boy
or
Danny.
Melissa?
My boy Danny from Real World New Orleans.
Yeah, oh, right.
I love Danny.
Who had the soldier boyfriend that they had to... Well, eventually he did reveal his face, but...
Yeah. Because Billy Boys don't ask, don't tell.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? I mean, I know I'm putting all of us on the spot, but I'm just because it's going to be hard to beat Phaedra. You could get Omarosa.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
But Omarosa's in law school right now. So I'm not joking. So I don't know if she would do it, but she would be juicy.
Well, yeah.
I'm trying to think of some idiot guys. You know what I mean? Mm. Like bad guys, literally bad guys. In reality TV history.
What about that Sandoval guy?
Tom?
Yeah.
He could be hot. I don't know if he'd do it. No,
yeah,
but I'm saying
he
could
be,
yeah. But, oh.
There has to be some way. People in Bachelor Nation, I'm sure there are definitely some really great options there.
How about Heidi and Spencer from The Hills?
Oh!
They would sign up for that in a second.
Shows.
Yeah. But
they
I feel like
good.
Also it's been there many times with them.
Or maybe Kate Gosselin.
Oh my gosh.
Holly.
Kate minus eight.
Yeah. Minus John. Minus
John.
Of,
yeah.
Some of the kids.
Just
yeah.
turns into an equation.
Negative Kate.
Yeah.
Quadratic equation Kate.
Yeah. <She's> gonna... Somebody from Big Love or, you know.
How about Honey Boo Boo? Is she old enough?
I think she's 18.
Okay.
Oh my God, Honey Boo Boo up in there would be. How about Dr. Now from My 600-Pound Life?
Oh.
Arjana, you're supposed to lose.
Oh, that's the guy
55.
That talks like that? Yes.
You were supposed to lose 55 pounds, but you've only lost 15. We're going to have to hold off on the weight loss surgery.
There we go. It's a pretty good Dr. Now, if you ask me.
How about those sisters?
Oh, 1,000-pound sisters.
1,000-pound sisters, Amy and Tammy.
Oh.
The Slayton sisters.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know them.
Sarah's writing in. I don't know her.
Oh, yeah. Please, Mariah Carey. Let us know your ideas.
Uh-huh. Sarah is writing in some guy named Johnny Fairplay from Survivor, who I guess faked his grandma's death.
Oh, yeah. He's a notorious
he's
villain.
Villain. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't know him, right?
Yeah.
I don't know her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. Because... Survivor players make really good Traitor players.
Sure do.
Oh. Lex.
Okay, yes.
We need to get, how about some more queens from RuPaul? They're shady as hell.
Oh my gosh, who would be great?
Okay, who would be really good on Traitors?
I mean, really any of them.
Hey, Bjorn, get in here. Let me call him. I'm calling BB. BB knows. He knows RuPaul right off the. Who would be really good?
Or maybe one of the women from Girls Next Door, a Heidi Bridget or Kendra.
Yes.
Or Holly, excuse me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many drag queens.
There's so many drag queens that could be. Alaska would be funny.
I was just thinking about Alaska.
Alaska would be great.
Because you want someone who's not going to just take, like Peppermint was a perfect person.
Alexis.
Who
are you thinking? Bianca Del Rio.
Well, see, I was thinking about Bianca, but will Bianca just steal every scene?
Yes!
We want that. Okay.
Oh!
That would be good.
Kenya Moore from Atlanta.
Oh, Kenya. Yes.
Nene,
that's who I was thinking of instantly, but maybe she'd be interesting.
She would. Go to bed, wig.
Oh, my gosh.
Get her and Kim up in there.
Teresa?
Giudice? Yeah.
Giudice or Giudice? Yeah.
Oh, there's so many.
Who else is in New Jersey?
Nutty Nutty Nutbag, Kelly Kaloran Ben Simone.
Yes!
Al Sharpton! Yeah, get her up in there. Yeah. Satchels of gold. Yeah. God, I love you, Kelly. I love you so much, Kelly. Anyway.
Oh, wow. They could have that. You know what? The traitors could go on and on and on because of how many stars there are in reality TV.
It's just so good.
We haven't even hit like Love is Blind or any of those love shows.
None of them. When we come back, Holly's going to talk the Stones and Brian Jones. And by the way, we should tell you, if you want to watch Traitors, Peacock. It's on Peacock. You can watch the entire. Don't watch season one. It's horrible. Watch season two. Hey, everybody. It's Jace for my family at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. New month, new specials. You are going to love the special in the month of April. If you have always thought about doing Botox, this is the month. Because Botox, now let me explain this. Botox is a brand and Dysport is a brand. Both. I've had both. My friends have had both. I like things about both of them. Both are on special. So let's talk Botox first. You're going to get 10 free units of Botox in the month of April when you do 48 units. And that's a good amount. That's a really good amount. Let's talk Dysport. You're going to get 25 units of Dysport free when you do 120 units. That is a tremendous deal. So no matter what brand you go with, huge savings. So before your summer vacation, get into Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. This sale will be over at the end of April. They don't repeat these. Call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic and mention me. So, Lex, we've gotten so many emails and text messages. Holly's going to talk the Stones and Brian Jones tomorrow.
Yes!
Hey, Holly, can you answer the phone real quick? Colin texted me like 800 ideas, Lex, so I thought...
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Hey, my husband, while she's answering that real quick, can I just...
Yeah,
oh, my gosh. We got a message from AJ.
Yeah?
So, we're doing the walk for animals, right? And we are trying to get some different animals, you know?
Yeah.
And... we have a pig.
No.
We have a pig.
AJ! A pig?
And her brother, her dog brother, Nico. They've joined the team.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay. I'm coming.
And,
I'm coming now.
And there's more.
What?
But wait. If you check your email, Jason.
What?
Sarah sent us a follow-up message about her bearded lizard. Flashy.
We have a picture
of Flashy in their Santa suit. And
Indiana Jones.
Yes, and...
Oh, wait, there's more.
Flashy's brother Gamora
loves wearing
his cowboy outfit.
Okay.
Oh, look at Gamora.
Look at that bearded dragon. We have to post these, guys. We have to send these to Q.
We have to, yes. Okay.
Okay, look at my talk socials a little bit later.
Oh, my word. Yes,
Lex,
thank you, everybody. It's a bearded dragon
dressed as a cowboy. What else? What else do you need?
Right?
Yeah.
Join the team.
Join the team. May 4th.
Okay, May 4th. Yes, all right. Sorry.
What else do we need? Maybe Colin.
Colin,
my husband, joins us on the phone. Hi, Kyle.
Good morning.
Morning.
First of all, because I'm not going to be here tomorrow, tomorrow is my husband's birthday, so I'm going to take this opportunity to say happy birthday, Kyle.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Middle age. That's right. Okay, Kyle, you had some. So we were talking, my talkers, if you just flipped over, we got into an impromptu conversation about the hit show The Traitors and who we would like to see in the reality world compete in what's going to be a season 3. Colin, you listed off a whole bunch of people that Lex, Holly, and I did not think about. Give me some of yours.
So I thought Lisa Rinna from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because she's a pot stir.
She'd be great.
Love the drama.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
RuPaul's Drag Race, I went old school. I went back to Relaska Tox. I thought Roxy and Detox would be a fun duo. Remember them from season 5?
Yes.
Right. Well, especially with last season's with the couple, you know, with Marcus and Larsa. I'm just saying, like, last season of The Traitors, to have a kind of a duo come in together, that they might do that again. Smart.
Yeah. I think it's fun. And then Real Housewives of New York, Sonia Morgan and Countess Luann is, I'm here for it.
Yes.
Sonia would be so good. Like, she wouldn't be shady, but Sonia would provide the humor in the house.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Countess would be shady as blank.
Yeah, and then together. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, those are good.
He'll be performing cabaret. Yeah.
And then Bjorn said for Drag Race, Trinity, Lex. Trinity the Tuck.
Oh, right. Yes.
Trinity would be really good. But
Alyssa Edwards.
Yes.
Oh.
I want them to release this cast. They have to be casting right now. They have to be. I mean, yeah. I would imagine it was. And Colin, you represented so many people. You initially did not like The Traitors, did you?
No, I was bored with it. I didn't like that it was overly produced. And I didn't know who half the people were. They were either Bravo celebrities or people I didn't know. And I was like, I'm not interested. So,
yeah.
But then by like episode 4, I was hooked.
Yeah. That same thing happened to me too.
Who the people were. Now I was into the game.
Yeah, the play. Yep. Right.
Absolutely.
Love.
Okay. Well, Kyle, happy birthday. I'll see you in a few hours at MSP. The number one airport. And yes. So go pack, because, you know, we're like Alexis. Right. Have you packed yet?
No, I'm working. I'll pack at 11:15.
That's the way.
Perfect. You don't need much.
No. Bye, babe. See you later.
Fun.
He's not joking. He does an Alexis and a Jason.
Yeah.
He hasn't packed yet. That's not a lie. He actually is not packed yet. So
yeah, you know, you have the list in your brain.
That's right. You just got to make sure it's clean.
The laundry, it's going. Yeah. It's in the dryer. It's good. Yeah. It's good.
And girl, it's Disney. Short T-shirt. Repeat.
Oh, you are going to Disney. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know what to do.
It's so easy. Short T-shirt.
Do they do
repeat.
Something special for birthdays there? Do you get a button or sticker or something?
You get a button, it says I'm your birthday, and then all the cast members say happy birthday when you walk through the park, which Colin hates. So he's getting two.
Yep. Just right here.
Front and the back.
Yep.
Yeah. It brings me joy. I, however, love it when I'm there. If I'm there on my birthday, oh my gosh, I love them. Like, hi, thank you. Thank you.
it sure is. Yes,
yep,
it
thank
is.
You.
Thank
yep.
you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're such a Leo.
I am such a Leo.
Get the special mouse ears that say, happy birthday. It's her birthday.
Yeah.
I have those. I have those. Oh,
are
yes,
you
going to
bring
do.
Those for him to wear? Oh, yeah.
He won't wear the. Oh, no.
You
he
just, doesn't. No. Just be like, hey, Colin, look over there. And then you just put it on his head.
Right over there. Oh, someone else said people are emailing other really quick. One more from Barefoot Contessa. Jeff Lewis.
Yes.
And this is an out of the box. Monica Lewinsky.
Oh.
She would be good. She would be great. I like that. Yeah, a little out of the box for the new season of The Traitors.
Oh, so
there we go.
Can't wait.
Fun. Okay, that's going to do it for us.
Oh, my gosh.
Go out there and be yourself. because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day, Jace. Have a fantastic, safe travel. Yeah.
Thank you, love. See you Monday.
Fun celebration. Yes, indeedy. And Don and Steve Experience up next. We'll talk tomorrow. Friday. Woo-woo. Bye for now.